I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Everything comes together brilliantly in Silver Linings Playbook. For the film's crazed but uncrazy lovers, for the filmmaker David O. Russell, and best of all for lucky us. Russell's sixth feature goes beyond flirting with disaster, to borrow the title of his second one, even beyond catching lightning in a bottle. This romantic comedy of prickly passions and rampant dysfunction is like a fusion machine that constantly threatens to blow up while it's seeking some sort of equilibrium and releasing epic energy in the process. The stars are Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. You probably know Cooper from his huge commercial success in The Hangover, but nothing he's done on screen until now has even hinted at the phenomenal performance he gives here. He plays Pat, a wildly volatile Philadelphian who comes home to his wildly volatile family after spending 8 months in a psychiatric hospital. Jennifer Lawrence has also had a big hit as the heroine of The Hunger Games, but her previous work in Winter's Bone gave plenty of hints of the purity, intensity, and heartbreaking beauty, although not the hilarity that she lavishes on the role of Tiffany, a young woman who's had more than her share of craziness and loss. Robert De Niro and Jackie Weaver are terrific as Pat's father and mother, so is Chris Tucker as Pat's buddy from the hospital ward. In its bare bones, Silver Linings Playbook is a story of two lost souls who find each other. And in clinical terms, Pat is probably bipolar, while Tiffany has been struggling with depression. But the movie is serious and blissfully funny at the same time, because it's also about yearning and desire, fantastic flights of language, the persistence of hope, and the possibility of healing love. Oh, and the doomed loyalty of Philadelphia Eagles fans. In the disturbance derby of the plot, Pat runs several lengths ahead of Tiffany. He's a compulsive jogger who wears a garbage bag to maximize sweating. He also runs off at the mouth uncontrollably. "I have no filter when I talk," he tells her as if she hadn't noticed. And he's delusional about his chances, which actually range from slim to none, of regaining what he's lost since his involuntary hospitalization. The list includes his wife, house, career, possessions, and place in the world. As for Tiffany, she's made a mess of her randomized life, and she doesn't have much insight into why. Yet she's always on the level, even if her level stands at a slight angle to everyone else's. She's whip-smart, with eloquence to match her intelligence. Her extended comic riff on her mystical influence over the Eagles is nothing short of sublime, and she's as open to feeling as Pat is closed. "Do you feel that?" she asks at one point when he isn't feeling anything. That's emotion. Yes, it is, and it fills every scene of what, so far, is the best movie of the year. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.